This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Let's play this again here. I'll play the whole thing for you. And then I want to take a phone call or two if you know what this is all about, because this is creepy. Really creepy. Listen to this. Here's what it says. It says Trump will go 26th. Trump will go 26th. Let's play it again.
This is Dabu7. I want to share with you guys here an eerie message that was playing over the AM 1630 radio on the New Jersey Turnpike at 7 a.m. this morning. This was when Jet Windsor was on his way to Hoboken. Make sure to subscribe to his channel. He caught this. And it's just really eerie. It says Trump will go 26th.
Okay, I'm going to bring that down because I don't like that. There's something really creepy about that. I don't know what you think it is, but I'm watching it actually from, you can see the digital readout on the player in the car as he is playing this in New Jersey. What are your thoughts on this? I'd like to know. Well, I mean, we know it's a weird election, but maybe this is just a diversion to try and get everybody all upset about something. I don't know. But I'd like to know your comments. Let's 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Let's go to Craig in Florida. Craig, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What do you think, Craig?
Well, I got a couple of things. The first thing, isn't the 26th a debate?
Yes.
Okay, so let's. So where we go?
Yeah,
from there,
buddy.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Boy, I. You know, I'm looking forward to that.
Anyway, Trump goes in 20. Trump 20. Whatever that is. It's the only thing I can put together is something to do with the debate. But I have no idea what that. What he's trying to say. I want to ask you real. I'm going to touch on something you touched on last week.
Okay.
You talked about this ultimate cure for cancer they found in the rainforest of Australia. What was it,
right.
What was it called? Blumberry or something?
Blushberry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said it had a 100% effect on shrinking tumors within 48 hours?
Correct.
Okay, so it's basically a 100% cure for cancer, right?
Correct.
Okay. What do you think the chances of this thing seeing the light of day, Joyce? You know it's going to be shelved and you'll never hear.
No kidding. Try and find it online. Try and be able to purchase some and you'll find out. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be squelched and again the cancer societies are not going to ever let this come on board for anybody to be cured because it's going to be a threat to the pharmaceutical companies and it's going to be a threat to the chemotherapy industries.
Mm-hmm.
They got too much money invested in it. They said they had a cure for cancer 60-something years ago, okay? And I have to laugh. Every year you'll hear one or two stories that we found a cure for cancer or we're on the brink of a discovery, then you never hear any more about it.
Right. That's exactly right.
Who's forcing the issue on all this stuff?
Well, they use that.
It's criminal.
Okay, it is. It's criminal, but you know what they use that as is to keep people hoping and staying in chemotherapy because a lot of people drop out. And one other thing, and it's also to get that pharmaceutical company a big fat amount of money donated to them from the government because, hey, we've got a cure. All we need is the money, and everybody puts pressure on them, and they get all this money, and they go and do nothing.
Well, let me ask you something. What's the stop a foreign country like China or somebody else who's probably not in the pocket of the pharmaceuticals to go ahead with something like this out of Australia and put it on the market?
For gazillions of dollars. Yeah, they can. And they can patent it, and if they patent it, then it's gone. Yeah, it's just bad. Hey, thank you very much, Craig.
Okay.
I appreciate the phone call. You're right. It's all criminal.
Literally
everything happening around us is criminal. I mean, it's not like we even need to guess anymore, that's for sure. It's not even a contest anymore. Teresa says, I think this is a scam thingy, you know. She's thinking that probably really isn't a malicious thing. She thinks it's a cryptic message before the debate. It's kind of suspicious, she says, and a prank. So we got prank. I think it might be a prank, too. Anyway, we'll be back after this 3-minute break with Mike King. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Lyle.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. So excited to have our guest here today, Mike King. M.S. King is joining us today. He has written a couple of books, Planet Rothschild, Volume 1, guess what that's about, and Volume 2. Now, Volume 1 is The Forbidden History of the New World Order, 1763 to 1939. The second one, great big huge books, World War II to 2015. And boy, has he done the research. He's a private investigative journalist, researcher, based in New York City area, graduate of Rutgers University, 30-year career in marketing. And I love this. I love this. Madison Avenue marketing acumen combines with city boy instincts to make M.S. King one of the most tenacious detectors of things that don't add up in the world today. Oh, that is beautiful. I got to remember that. He is the most tenacious detector of things that don't add up. We're so glad to have him join us today. You're probably familiar with his website, tomatobubble.com. Oh, has he got some good stuff on there. Mike King, thank you so much for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the introduction. That's me, Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, things that don't add up. I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, number one, I want to ask you then, Mike, what is the number one thing in your world today that doesn't add up that you're thinking about?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. So many deserving candidates for that honor. Are you saying present or past?
I don't care. What's the number one thing when I say that statement to you, number one thing that doesn't add up in your world? In your world, I don't care how long back. What is it?
Well, I gotta still go back to World War II. Even though it's an event that's 70 some odd years in the past, it's not as current, of course, as things like 9/11 and so many other frauds and hoaxes. It was just such a huge history altering event. And when I say history altering, I quote or paraphrase Hitler, who said the outcome of this war will determine the history of mankind for the next 1,000 years. And boy, he wasn't kidding, because everything we see in the world today, or everything that is upside down in the world today, is a direct consequence.
All right, let's talk about those things then. All right, you say World War II is the biggie then. All right, so give me a list of things that set the stage of the world for the next 1,000 years or that are created by what happened during World War II.
Well, the big one would have to be World War II killed the concept of nationalism. That is, nations built upon, at the very least, a common culture, but in many cases, a common people, as in Europe. That was the way of the world. And it was, think of Europe sort of as a flower garden with different types of flowers planted in different areas. They were all flowers, but they each had their own unique flavor. And, you know, it was a beautiful thing. I mean, your people weren't just other people who happened to live in a land delineated by some artificial boundaries. No, they were your blood and they were your kin. And there's nothing wrong with that. So you had a common bond of people and a common bond of culture and history. History going back thousands of years, because we are the linear descendants of Greco-Roman civilization. And well, World War II it killed that. It may not have been apparent in the immediate aftermath, but it put us on the course towards the modern-day globalism, multiculturalism, diversityism, Marxism.
All right, got your point there. But even into more specifics where we can see what's happening now as a result of that, because you've got two big, huge books here that talk about what all has taken place in this world. And I'm just wanting to know, you know, let's talk about the things, the events that are occurring today as a result of perhaps maybe World War II, I don't know. But all of the battles that have taken place, the physical battles, the wars, the everything. We are now at a point of, to me, it looks like World War III. I mean, all of this coming down. Let's bring it to a conclusion of everything that's taken place.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, I wouldn't even say that what we see today parallels World War II. Rather, it's more of a template, the same template. Why are we heading towards World War III? Well, it's very simple. Today, Russia and China, two very powerful countries, much like Germany in the 30s, are essentially saying, no, we don't want this world system. We don't believe in it. So they will not submit. And we've done our best through our CIA and our State Department and our trained and paid terrorists and mercenaries to undermine any country that resists the New World Order. And now with Russia and China, it's hit a stumbling block. So if they will not submit, voluntarily, internally, turn their countries over to this international monster system. The idea is to bring them down through war. And that's what we're headed for. And make no mistake, I mean, things are getting very serious, not only in Ukraine, but really in Syria. I'm sure you're aware of what happened this past Saturday. There was a ceasefire signed, and then the United States went in and killed 100 Syrian soldiers. I mean, that was a war crime.
Right.
And
Absolutely.
Just the other day, Russia responded, Russia and Syria, they blew up a so-called humanitarian aid convoy. And, you know, these humanitarian convoys are just a front for the CIA shipping weapons to these mercenary thugs called ISIS. But it's very dangerous, and just the parallels are so ominous, this collision course that we're headed on. And, yeah, in a sense, that grows out of World War II because it's the same. I mean, it's the same principle. You either submit to the world system, the New World Order, or you will be destroyed. And if they can't destroy you internally, They ratchet it up to proxy wars. They get mercenaries to do the fighting. And if the mercenaries begin to fail, the last resort is actual war. And no less of an authority on globalism than George Soros, the evil George Soros, has cryptically threatened World War III against Russia and China. I did a piece on that a few months ago. So that's where we're at today. This is all one continuing drama.
One continuing drama, but I'm afraid it is leading up to war, and I'm afraid we've got ourselves into a situation with Russia that they're going to be going forward and not be able to back off of. I mean, North Korea. What are your thoughts about North Korea, and is this real? Is this Memorex? How far down this path to war do you think we are?
Well, it seems like it's just going to take one triggering event. Once again, if you study World War II, in the years leading up to that fateful year of 1939, again and again, Hitler refused to take the bait of the relentless provocations towards Germany that were coming from Poland, which was being propped up by Britain, France, and FDR. But you reach a point where you can only take so much abuse, and you have to strike back. And that's what happened in 1939. Germans trapped in Poland were being slaughtered by the thousands. Hitler tried a whole year to make peace in spite of this. And then finally, Germany had to go in. And when they did, of course, what do you see on the front page of the New York Times? Germany invades Poland without giving any context or background to why, for the buildup. And if this World War III party gets started, it's going to happen when either China or Russia have said, that's enough. And they make some kind of move, and then the finger will be pointed at them. See, look what they started. And nobody sees the dirty business that the United States and NATO and Israel have been ratcheting up this past few years. Very few people pay attention. But when the first blow comes, that's when they'll pay attention, and the idea, of course, will be to blame everything on China or Russia or North Korea, and they may even resort to a false flag. If they can't get the provocation, they can't get the response they want to the provocation, they can go to false flag route.
And certainly
very,
are doing
very,
that.
Very, very dangerous.
Yeah. All right. Now, you wrote in your second book, From World War II to 2015, The Forbidden History of the New World Order. Now, if I were somebody that just saw this book, said, oh, you're Mike King, you wrote this book, what is the forbidden history of the New World Order? How would you respond to that in, like five paragraphs or less?
Well, the forbidden history of the New World Order is about a movement that began about the time of the French Revolution. At the core of it was the multi-billionaire Rothschild family, who even back then were already probably the richest family on the planet. And this movement has pretty much shaped and guided every major event of the last 250 years, all aiming towards this big picture of disintegrating the existing systems and just changing things and piece by piece consolidating power in each individual country, bringing about regional governments with the ultimate plan of a one world dictatorship. And because of their control, their absolute control of the press, they're able to do this almost invisibly. And I say almost because for the entire period, for the last 2.5 centuries, there have been people who have been researching and writing about this right from the very beginning and warning about it.
Okay, but we're talking in terms of they. We're talking in terms of they. Let's define they.
Well, the Rothschild family is certainly at the pinnacle of this thing. So that's a big they. They branched out to establish banking houses in 5 of the major countries of Europe. And then they, of course, built alliances with other elite families. But there's the Rothschilds, and over the years, the Rockefellers have enormous influence. Today, as George Soros is very big in the hierarchy of things. So it's like a big club. It's like an elite club. And that's the day. The New York Times, the Washington Post, the major media, the central banks of the world. It's a network of networks, includes academia, Hollywood. I mean, that's day.
Okay, we'll be back after this. We'll be back after this four-minute break. What are they doing, and how do we see they in what's happening around us today? I mean, in all the things that are taking place. I don't care where it is or what event. We'll be back with Mike King after this four-minute break. Stay tuned.
Great news. The Power Hour's latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9969. Save it to your contacts. The Power Hour podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Power Hour podcast by phone. Call now 701-719-9969. That's 701-719-9969.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're talking to Mike King today, and these books are huge, ladies and gentlemen. I mean huge. Planet Rothschild, Volume 1 and 2, and each one of them are around 300 pages. They're huge. From the days of the American Revolution to the French Revolution, I mean, he does the history. So if you're into the issue of history and how all this happened, I would encourage you to want to get these books. This is like a labor of love here. And I have to ask you, Mike, what was your purpose? I mean, when you look at these, it's almost intimidating. the amount of information and what you have done on this forbidden history here, what was your objective? What did you want to accomplish by writing and spending your life? I mean, you had to spend years on these books.
Well, I mean, that's a very interesting question. I mean, I would say I have been studying this thing in my spare time for 20 years. So it's not like, you know, night and day I do this. I would say the amount of time that the average man maybe wastes watching excessive ball games or TV news, over the years I did research. So a little bit of time accumulated to a point where I really got a handle on this thing. And my purpose was, I mean, kind of out of frustration. I was frustrated. I'm always frustrated sometimes when I study the world or economics or history, because even the people who are on our side, the way they present things sometimes is a little bit too verbose, a little too complex. It could be intimidating, time consuming. So what I wanted to do is distill the sum total of knowledge that I had acquired over 20 years, but do it in such a way that literally anybody, like a high school student, for example, can pick up my books and literally in a matter of hours begin to come up to speed. So now these two books, and all of my works are like this, and if you go to tomatobubble.com and you see all my articles, it's all the same common template. I don't use a lot of words. I keep the language simple. It's concise.
Yes,
it is. A couple of paragraphs on each topic and a lot of photos with captions. So you really learn and you retain. And I get so much feedback from people saying, you know, you make it so simple. Thank you for these books. And that's why I did it. So folks wouldn't have to go through all of the countless hours over the years of study and reflection that I did. So I'm kind of jealous of people who read my books in a way, because they're gonna get it in a few hours, what took me years.
You know, but that is such a good point. That's what I'm trying to get across to people, is you put your heart in here. Now, why the passion on this issue, I don't know. I mean, I look at this and I think, would I spend 20 years on the Rothschild family? Probably not. I mean, would I spend it 20 years on Gulf War veterans and why they're sick and dying? Yeah. You know, we all pick our own thing that we're into. But listeners, I'm trying to get across to you so much information here, so much history that literally all you have to do is pick up the book and you've got it. Like you said, you know, that's a huge statement that he made. I'm jealous of people who can just pick up this book and have it all in front of them without having to do the 20 years. And I really, really know what you're talking about. So
yeah.
Where can we go from this? I mean, we're looking at what's happening in with Russia, with the United States, with the South China Sea, with all these other things, with Trump, with the failure of the financial system, all of this. I mean, we're looking at this world of, oh, my gosh, now where do we go? How are you making sense of all of this now?
Well, you know, you also reach a point of resignation with this after a while. You begin to realize just how powerful the momentum is. So, I mean, you know, many, many years ago, I used to think, you know, if I could just tell somebody about this and get the word out. But, I mean, you're up against heavy brainwashing. So as far as any kind of popular movement, even though more and more people in today's age of the Internet are learning about this, I just don't see any kind of salvation or change coming from the bottom up. What we can hope for at this point, and I have many, many doubts about Donald Trump, but at the same time, there's no question that he wants to make peace with Russia. And he's being attacked for this viciously, as though he's some type of traitor. So in the event that Trump was elected and inaugurated, and those two are, one does not necessarily guarantee the other, if you know what I mean. I don't know what links they'll go to stay in power, but, you know, that could help to defuse a very dangerous situation. But then again, you know, trying to put myself in the shoes of the globalists and how they strategize, you know, they may feel if there's really a threat coming from the Trump presidency that they can derail things in advance. I mean, they could start this war tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's important. Yeah, they could start it tomorrow. We're going to come back. I'm going to take some of your phone calls. I want to know what you would ask Mike King, especially those of you, a lot of you got his books, Planet Rothschild. If you don't understand something, if you'd like more explanation, I'd like to hear from you. 855-995-6920.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so excited about having my garbanzo beans ready a little bit later. And if you put any seeds in yesterday, go be sure you put some water over them, run water over them, and get them some change of water. It's real important to do that a couple of times a day. If you didn't order your seeds, your sprouts, sprouting seed, get it from the Power Mall. We are so into wanting you to be healthier, better, feeling better. And we're going to be talking about the GMO labeling laws and GMOs in the third hour with Jeffrey Smith, who is the world expert on GMO foods. But this hour, let me remind you that we also still have the hydro water purification system on sale. Now, there is a special that goes with this. They've got a really, really neat special. So watch the background noise there. We can hear you, unfortunately. There is a free hydration pack and a free hydro wash that comes with this water purification system. That's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It is an incredible solar system, and you can plug it in. And I have seen it give 1 gallon per minute. I have watched it myself. It's available at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And the seeds are on sale. The iComplex CS. And we have some more of those books available, too, for $5 on the eyes. So if you want to get that, $5. That's only until they're gone. Super Silver on special. Lots of things on special. 877-817-9829. We're talking to Mike King today. And I want to know what your thoughts are. I want to know what your questions are. You know, do you feel that history is like just being, you know, exhibited all over, and it's sort of like, you know, it's cumulative effects now? Are we seeing all the results of all the plans that have been done since, you know, way back in the 1800s? What are we seeing today playing out? Because we're looking at a situation that's just really tenuous is all I can say, tenuous. And so, Mike, give us some of your impressions of what you're seeing happening financially, socially, geopolitically, whatever. Give us what you're seeing.
Well, not seeing anything much good. I mean, everything seems to be heading towards crisis, and it's the usual suspects who've got their hands on the levers, engineering all of it, whether it's in the economic realm or geopolitical or social. Just to give you an example, we talked about the evil George Soros earlier. On the social end, he is funding this Black Lives Matter domestic terrorist group that's been wreaking havoc in American cities. So there he is on the American social domestic scene. On the foreign scene, he has funded these opposition groups in Russia and Ukraine and Georgia and places like that. So he's very active in supporting puppets abroad, or would-be puppets. You go to the invasion of Europe that's taking place, that is just intensifying. Millions are coming in, and there seems to be no end in sight. And he, just yesterday, I read at CNBC that he has pledged $500 million of his own money to encourage European businesses to hire these refugees. I mean, this is at a time when youth unemployment throughout Europe is at like 30%. Young people in Europe, at least half of them live with their parents almost into their 30s. And here he is. He wants to give good jobs to all these migrants. So you see all these different fronts. So whether you're talking about social or moral decay, or the accumulation of debt in the public budgets, or geopolitically, or whatever, anything that smells rotten, when you begin to probe it a little bit, there they are, the architects of the New World Order. They've got their hands on everything, and everything is heading towards disintegration and destruction, because that is what they hope for. Out of the crisis, the people will eventually throw their hands up in despair and say, just make it stop, give us anything.
Yeah, so that is a good point. That's a good point. Just do anything. Stop this torture, pain. Look at Venezuela right now. You know, something like, what, 15% of the people are eating out of dumpsters and trash. And, you know, we've seen countries just imploding. Let me go to Dennis in Virginia. Dennis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Mike King. Question or comment?
Hello, Mike. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Dennis?
Okay, I've got a very controversial question to ask here.
Oh, great.
Sure.
Do you see a parallel between Adolf Hitler and Donald Trump? And I'm not meaning this in a negative fashion, because Hitler was a nationalist, and so was Trump. And they both had to fight communism like we are fighting today. Can you explain that?
Well, there's no question that the forces they are up against, I mean, Trump laid it out specifically in his in one of his speeches, the foreign policy speech. He says, you know, we are opposed to globalism, or how did he phrase it? He says, we oppose the siren song of globalism. And Hitler said exactly the same thing. Instead of using the term globalism, he called it the international world superstate. So they're up against the same powers. They're both nationalists, and they're resisting this this artificial evil system. And as a result of that, the New York Slimes and what I call the rest of the piranha press have been attacking Mr. Trump, And also Putin of Russia, same thing. Putin has been very specific. He says he calls it the unipolar world. He says it is immoral and pernicious. We cannot accept it. So whether you call it the unipolar world, the New World Order, globalism, the worldwide Jewish superstate like Hitler did, it's all the same force. So, yes, there is a parallel in that respect.
Okay, one more deeper question. Hitler was for the preservation of the Germanic race, the German race. And it seems like Trump is opposed to this. Us importing, you know, all kinds of people from all over the world to preserve the American race. Do you see a parallel there?
Somewhat. In Hitler's case, I mean, you know, the German people were, I mean, they were the same people. They were family. They were kinfolk. So, you know, people have to understand when someone talked like Hitler did, it's not about hating other races. I mean, the German people were, or just like the Italian people or the people of Spain, they were literally all distant cousins of themselves, their people. America's a little different because so many people came from so many different places. But in terms of the culture, I mean, there's no question Trump wants to preserve what's left of America. The only problem is we have been so diluted in many ways that, I don't know how successful he could be in that area. The horses have kind of already left the barn. But there are two men who want to preserve not only their countries, but just the idea of nations, which is a good thing because there's just something so inherently wrong and artificial. So just putting all of the world's political power in one place, it just can't be a good thing. Animals don't live like that. You know, you have different schools of dolphins in the ocean. They all don't congregate into one giant school. They stay in there. So, I believe in decentralization in that respect. Clearly so does Trump and so does Hitler. So, you know, it's all the same drama.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call, Dennis. Good questions. And let's go to Carolyn in Washington. Carolyn, you're on the air with Mike King. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you, Mike. I just can't stop thinking that we might be in cahoots with the Russian and Chinese leaders because we do share a Russian satellite. Clinton sold the uranium to them. When the open mic was way back in the election, Obama said to the Russian rep that wait till after the elections, I'll have more power. And then Hillary in cahoots with the Chinese and the Chinese, I remember years ago, were given a tour of Boeing's top secret areas. And then another question I had really quick on the side was, do you think Zionism is usurping Israel? And Israel's being used just like we are here in the U.S.
Okay. To your first question, you know, sometimes people will say, you know, why Russia did this? Why did Putin do that? It looks like they really don't oppose us. And what people need to remember is that within a country like Russia and even China, the leadership class is not monolithic. There are many, many so-called pro-Western traitors embedded in the Russian Duma, the parliament, in the media, in the university. So even though Putin is very popular politically with the mass of the people, in terms of the elite, it's a little bit divided. So he's not a dictator, and there's a lot of people in Russia who want him to go further in resisting America. And it's not that he doesn't want to, but literally he can't. I mean, there's people who can refuse his orders in certain areas. So if you look at the internal politics of Russia, he is not a dictator, and he's got a lot of American traitors on his hands. And there are people now in Russia calling for these people to be purged, to be fired from their jobs and gotten rid of. And if this crisis comes to a head, I think you'll see Putin make a move against the American traitors. And then the line will clearly be delineated that it is Russia against the New World Order.
Okay. All right. Anything else? on that answer?
Well, to the question on Zionism, no, we don't use Israel, but believe me on that. They control our Congress.
I'm saying the Zionists have taken over the government, just like Obama and the Muslims have taken over our government.
Obama works for these Jewish globalists. He doesn't work for the Muslims.
He's not
a Muslim. Yeah.
Well, they're being used. Islam's being used to take over the world, and then they'll be dumped.
Well, I did a piece about, and I put it in quotes, Islamic terrorism at tomatobubble.com. I posted it a few weeks ago. So many of these terror attacks, but virtually all of them, they're either carried out by, they're either false flag attacks or they find some deluded patsy and they use him. It's the Muslims are not our problem. I don't like seeing the invasion of Europe in this country with, you know, we don't need all these immigrants, but I'm saying the Islam is not the problem. It's being set up to look like it's the problem. Just remember, Muslims did not do 9/11.
No, they're being used. All of them are being used
right
by us.
All right. Thank you very much, Carolyn. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. Mike, you're on the air with Mike King. Go ahead, please. Question or comment?
Well, hi, Mr. King.
Hey, Mike. Mike.
but it won't be like an echo because here's my main question, Mr. King. I wondered if the American educational system has sort of given up on teaching the idea of history, or if this is somehow a reflection of a problem that we seem to have with a large part of the American electorate being jerked around. I have a strange feeling that the president at the present time probably doesn't read history much at all, or reads briefing papers and teleprompters, whereas Putin may read a bit more history. And in the general regard of who allows one's people to follow a historical theme or believe in a historical narrative, we had this, I think, for generations and generations, like the books by Beard in right up to the 1930s.
Right.
Then we had a kind of a popular unifying narrative that helped people get through difficult times, and fragmentation is the general rule. But here's my final point. Could you please inform me and the audience of one or two of your favorite history books? And I'll let you go at that point.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate the phone call, Mike. Two books other than Planet Rothschild that you would recommend, sir?
Okay. Well, let's start with the one that got me started on this road. It was the first loose thread. It was a book called Shadows of Power about the Council on Foreign Relations by James Perloff. I read that back in 1989, 90. It's very incomplete in terms of the whole big picture, but it was a great starter for me. It introduced me to the Council on Foreign Relations, which is not the problem, but it's one of the main instruments that the globalists use to dominate us. So that's important to me simply because it was my first introduction to this thing. And then I also like Leon de Grel. He was a general. He was a Belgian, a volunteer, became a general fighting with the Germans. There were 500,000 men from all over Europe, different countries, that volunteered to fight with Germany. But General de Grel knew Hitler personally. And he only died like about 15 or 20 years ago. And he wrote several books on World War II. You could Google him, Leon de Grel. And I could go on and on, but he asked for two.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. Let's go to Leroy in Atlanta. Leroy, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Joyce? How you doing, Mike?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask Mike, could he tell us whether or not Putin is, I mean, he's been president there for what, like 12 years? Hello?
Okay,
he's either been president or prime minister for the last 15 years. He's alternated. Yeah.
And is that permissible? I mean, I don't have access to the Russian Constitution. Is that permissible?
Well, the Russian Constitution was imposed upon them by the United States after the Soviet Union collapsed and disintegrated. We sent all these thugs and economic hitmen over there. We imposed the political and economic system on them. It had really destroyed them. I mean, they were starving. I mean, people were dying at age in their 60s. It was horrible what they went through in the collapse that was engineered by the West. And when Putin got in there as president in 2000, it's incredible, the economic miracle. And this is something you don't read about in American press. I mean, Russia was falling apart in mass suffering. And now they have a very strong economy that just surpassed Germany in terms of its GDP. But this is all because of policies engineered by Putin. And he locked up a lot of the gangsters that destroyed Russia. But yes, it is legal because he did 2 terms as president, a term as prime minister. But then again, who is the United States to tell another country? I mean, if they love this.
Bingo. All right, we got to go to this break. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back with Mike King. Planet Rothschild, the name of the books, available at the Power Mall. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. Joyce Riley.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, it's all about the truth. The more you find out about the history, the more you realize this has all been planned. It's all been organized. It's all been created for those of us. Let me go to Renee in North Carolina. Our guest today is Mike King, author of Planet Rothschild. Renee, what you got on your mind today? Renee, are you there? Go ahead, please, Renee. Go ahead.
Yeah. Some people don't want you to believe your own two eyeballs and the DNA evidence. You know, I continually hear people say that the Jews are trying to kill off the white race. Well, when I look at these people like Netanyahu and George Soros and the dual Israeli citizens in our government, they look white to me. And from looking online, the scientific evidence says that the Ashkenazi Jews are predominantly of European descent. But I hear people saying how the Jews are trying to commit white genocide against the Europeans and stuff. But they are white, predominantly. My eyes tell me, and the DNA evidence tells me. How do you feel about this?
Well, but see, that's the idea. I mean, I suppose you could say most of them are a subset of the Caucasian race, but the idea is to put all the other Caucasians out of business, leaving them the only ones standing. So, but also, too, when we use the term white, you know, there's white as in skin color, and there's also white as the Western European DNA of, you know, German, Dutch, Englishman, French, Italian, Spaniard. I mean, they're really more like Asiatic, Turkic, you know, people.
But since
you know,
their numbers are so small,
wouldn't it require a lot of collusion
with other people in order for them to have attained the power that they have?
Well, yeah, there's collusion, but the collusion works in the sense of you work for us, not let's not work together. Make no mistake, at the very pinnacle of this thing, the Rothschilds and the Tsar, it is a Jewish-run mafia. Does that mean that every Jew is out to do this to us? No. I make the analogy to the Italian mafia, the Sicilian mafia. You know, at one time it was very powerful in America and widespread. It still is in Sicily. But that doesn't mean every Sicilian is a Don Corleone, you see? So, but that is their goal, the complete killing off of the white race, and that will leave them, and whether they're white or not doesn't matter. They'll be the only whites in town. I mean, they've actually stated this.
See, they actually need them for protection almost because their numbers are so small. If they did that, they would be in danger of being killed off by the brown and the black people because there's just not enough of them.
Well, no, you see, Renee, the way they work is their numbers are small, but their power comes from leverage. They get people of all races to serve them. You've got the money, so I mean, how many bosses?
Well, that's an interesting point. That's an interesting point. They use others to serve them.
Yeah, and if you can convince others, hey, come with us, you're going to benefit, your career will benefit.
But that means those people have no morals and are selling out, you see? So they are to blame.
Absolutely.
So, you see?
Well, of course they're to blame, yeah. I mean, I just don't fixate on the Jewish element of this thing, but at the same time, it would be academically and intellectually dishonest to write about these matters and not talk about. I mean, you wouldn't write a book about the Sicilian Mafia and just say, well, don't refer to them as Sicilians, just call them Mafia. I mean, it's so germane to the topic that you can't avoid it. That being said, I mean, I don't binge against the whole Jewish people. I've even got some Jewish readers, believe it or not. And you know, they send me email saying how hard it is in their family believing what they believe. They're ostracized.
Oh, I can imagine. All right, we got to go to this break. We got a 1 minute, 10 second break. Thank you, Renee, for the phone call. We'll be back. 1 minute, 10 seconds. If there's anyone out there, 855-995-6923. Final segment coming up with Mike King. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.